AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is tweeting his side of the story. The president ignited a firestorm by reportedly using an expletive while asking why the U.S. would accept more immigrants from Haiti and Africa. But now the president is tweeting that was not the language that was used. AP correspondent Mike Gracia starts us off with what it is alleged the president said.
It was an extraordinary Oval Office exchange. While meeting with a bipartisan group of senators on immigration, President Donald Trump rejected a plan that would have changed rules affecting entrance from Africa and Haiti by asking why the U.S. should permit immigrants from certain countries using an obscenity to describe those nations. Trump suggested that instead, the U.S. should allow more entrance from countries like Norway. Trump met this week with Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg. Three people briefed on the conversation confirmed the remark, and the White House is not denying it. Mike Gracia, Washington.
All of this is reviving charges of racism. This morning, the UN said if the president did say what it is alleged he said, it's shocking and shameful. Within the past few moments, the president has been tweeting his side of the story, though, saying, quote, this was not the language used at the meeting concerning DACA, the program that protects immigrants brought here illegally as children. AP correspondent Matt Small reports from Washington.
On Twitter this morning, President Trump says the DACA deal presented to him yesterday was a big step backwards and not properly funded, adding that chain migration and the visa lottery would be made worse, and the country would be forced to take large numbers of people from what he calls high-crime countries, which are doing badly. Trump also claims Democrats aren't interested in, his words, life and safety. Matt Small, Washington.
43 people still missing in the Southern California mudslides. This is AP Radio News. Okay, that wasn't global warming. That's what scientists are saying about that frigid cold that gripped much of the nation over the holidays. AP science writer Seth Borenstein.
This team of international scientists from World Weather Attribution, what they do is after extreme events, they look using known methods, computer models, and statistics to see is there the fingerprint of climate change, of human-caused climate change on it. That's the study they did, and they determined that no, this does not have the fingerprints of global warming on it. In fact, it's just the opposite.
A freak of nature, they're calling it. Missouri Governor and former Navy SEAL Eric Greitens appears to be digging in for a fight as the top prosecutor in St. Louis launches a criminal investigation following reports that Greitens tried to blackmail an ex-lover into keeping quiet about their extramarital affair. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.